Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
If you lose the belly and you get your money up, you won't be worried about what these ladies are asking for, looking for, or requiring. All this time y'all sit on the internet and y'all in the comment section, as a man, you could be learning kung fu, learning how to change a tire, fix something in the house, and getting your money up.
All right, apologies. Hold on, so let me ask you, do you consent to be on a live and potentially all platforms? All right, so what brings you up?
Girl, I'm trying to see what direction I wanna go with you right now. So my life, within the past 2 months, have been like the craziest thing. So I'm a married woman, but married woman of 19 years.
Proud of her, proud of her.
Married woman of 19 years with a big chest tattoo and a nose ring. So brother, already before we even get started, you made a bad decision, brother.
You don't know that.
Now, I don't know when she got the chest tattoo. Maybe she got the chest tattoo. Well, she looked like she about 40. So who knows when she got the chest tattoo? But either way, you picked the wrong shorty, brother. Look, just looking at her, I wouldn't have guessed she was married for 20 years. But hey, looks can be deceiving. I guess you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, right?
That's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyways, so 2 months ago, I found out the most devastating thing a wife wouldn't want to hear. You know, I found out that my husband cheated on me.
See, there's always going to be some real sad parts in life that's hard to accept. That wishing something was different won't make it so. They're learning the difference between things they can change and things they can't. That's one of life's toughest lessons. Take it from someone who's been there. Take it from me, Mr. T.
Right. We were going through issues, so that's cool. But, well, it's not cool. But I understand.
When a woman say, my husband of 19 years cheated on me, but I feel him, I understand where he was coming from. Yeah, she probably deserved it for her to say that. I mean, cheating is still wrong regardless. But that's what her saying that signaled to me.
So within those past 2 months, you know, my girls, they get me outside. I go outside a lot within the past 2 months.
She got your ass.
No, it wasn't just in the past 2 months. You probably been outside for 19 years, even while you were married. And your husband finally got you back after finding out you cheated 2,062 times. And he finally got his lick back. And that's why you was like, yeah, I feel where he was coming from. I understand he cheated. Your girls have been trying to get you divorced from this man for 19 years. They've been trying to get you to slut it up for 19 years and leave them for 19 years. See, this is why married women shouldn't hang out with single girlfriends. Point blank fucking period.
Goddamn right.
Just like men who give their life to God shouldn't still hang out with their gang banging friends or their weed friends or their strip club friends. You got to get a new group of friends once you change your life that drastically. I'm sorry. You just do. You can wish a motherfucker Merry Christmas or something, but when it comes to like motherfuckers I'm hanging out with like that, nah. Your lifestyle got to match. Or they going to sabotage your lifestyle that you're currently in, your positive lifestyle that you're currently in.
During my relationship, I wouldn't say he was the guy that I wanted him to be. But I always tried, you know, or we tried. I know sometimes with him not being the guy that I wanted him to be, it made me be a person that I shouldn't be for him. So we were just having problems.
Like, tried really hard to be attracted to men who, like, treat me well.
It's boring.
It's not only boring, but it makes me feel uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
Translation is, he wasn't my first choice. Or he was a sucker or a beta simp. And since he was a sucker and a beta simp I couldn't respect, it made me be a bitch to him. That's typically how it goes. He wasn't her first choice. She'd been alpha widowed and she had to settle for a dude she's not attracted to. So she treated him like shit and resented him for 20 years, and he finally got fed up and stepped out.
So we were just having problems. So I understand why we ended up where we ended. So anyways, going out, the guy that I've always wanted him to be, I have come across those men several times.
You can't make this shit up.
You can't make this shit up. Yeah, I heard it.
Do you think it's a coincidence that she's not giving some details of what type of man she wants him to be? Probably a thug nigga, street nigga, edgy nigga. That's why she's not giving details on what type of man that is. Okay, cool. You've been coming in contact with those type of men for the 19 years, and you've probably been fucking them, but they don't want anything more. Because bad boys don't make good husbands, you goofy-ass broad. If you would have been able to lock down one of those guys, you would have been married to one of them instead of the dude you're married to now. But here's the thing. When these women tame an alpha, they lose respect for the alpha. So even these top-tier, edgy Chads and Tyrones, when they get this dude to lock him down, they're going to lose respect for him because he ain't that wild beast no more. He's a tame little bitch. She domesticated the beast, and now she don't respect the beast.
Oh, that's no bar, nigga!
If they were ever able to get that dude in a relationship, they wouldn't like him no more too far after the relationship started anyway. These bitches are doomed, man. They're just not fit. Most of these women aren't fit to be in serious relationships.
Like, approach me. Like, those type of guys, the type of guys that the women typically desire, like, I come across them all the time. For me, I know, because I know for sure that I'm going to go through with the divorce because, like, a cheating for me is just it's a deal breaker. You know, like, I work my ass off. I'm a strong woman. I take care of myself.
What you want, a cookie?
So what he did for me is a deal breaker. So my thing is that even just recently being outside and I've come across that kind of guy, I just feel like I know it's so fresh. It's super fresh. But I feel like, how is it that these people, I feel like with my heart being so,
say it!
So cold right now, like I'm being so cold towards these men. And usually, like I hear you say, you know, they like very feminine women and stuff like that. And I am that.
That is bullshit.
I hear you say, you know, they like very feminine women and stuff like that. And I am that. However, towards them, I'm kind of like, you don't even want to be in my space right now. And they like, it's like they're drawn to it. So I feel like to a certain degree, it's like.
Yeah, but also you have to also consider that, yes, they are drawn to you. And yes, you can date them. And I know there's a part of you that is just living like there's the fantasy version of meeting that guy, dating him for 3 months, and then he too can change after a year or 2 years. He too can cheat. Yeah. After 2 years and 3 years when, you know, the newness of it all fades away.
Ding, ding, ding. What do we have for her, Johnny?
The next dude you get with is definitely going to cheat. The bad boy dude or the rich dude, or dude with paper or whatever your current husband isn't supposedly, he's definitely going to fucking cheat. You probably push the good man to cheat.
And yes, and I get it. And for instance, like, my girls, they're toxic.
She just admitted it. My girls are toxic. And you're toxic too, bitch. Birds of a feather flock together. Don't blame it on your friends. So what does that say about you that you're in your 40s with a whole family, a husband and everything, and you still being influenced by your toxic friends that you're admitting on the internet are toxic?
Something is wrong with you!
My girls, they're toxic. They like, girl, get outside. Because they know when I go out, I'm not trying to sound like, but everything is like demand. Right? Mm-hmm. And for me, I don't really like that attention. It just comes.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
Every woman likes male attention. Wives, single women, lesbians, all these bitches enjoy male attention. Now, don't get me wrong. It can get annoying. But no woman wants to go out one day and not get any attention after having years of getting attention from men, even lesbians. They complain about it, and it can get annoying. I understand how it could get annoying. I just want to walk down the street today and not get harassed. I get it. But when their looks fade, they miss when they used to get harassed by men. So this was just a blatant lie. So this woman is full of shit. If you were going to try to give her the benefit of the doubt, that got to go out the window now that she said that dumbass shit. I'm a woman, but I don't really like getting attention. Get the fuck out of here. Do they think we stupid or are they just that stupid?
Both, okay.
Women get so confused with male attention, they will throw away a whole family because they're getting a new batch of male attention. When all it means is niggas want to poke.
Mm-hmm. Pounced on her a few times and rolled the fuck off.
for me, I don't really like that attention. It just comes. Mm-hmm. They like it. They like that for me. But I'm like, damn, you know, it's been 2 months. But for what he did to me is like, you know, that bitterness that, you know, I'm still just, I get it. I'm still married. And I'm very upfront with everybody that I meet. Like, look, I'm going through a divorce right now. You don't want any of this. Like, I don't even have a desire to want anything that you're even offering me.
Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life.
They don't care about that. They just trying to fuck. I don't care what you're going through, bitch. I'm trying to slide through 2 or 3 nights and then be on my merry way. I don't give a fuck what you're going through, bitch. I don't care about your kids. I don't care about your current husband, your ex-husband, the husband you separated from. I'm just trying to slide in and slide out for a few weeks at that and then bounce the fuck off like I never met you.
Pounced on her a few times and rolled the fuck off.
So was this the first time you cheated in 19 years?
That I know of.
I'm not saying cheating is okay, my love. I'm not saying it is, but after
the details, you're going to say, hell no.
After what time in 20 years?
But if I give you the details, it's going to be a hell no. But you know what? One thing that I do know is that some women have different boundaries, right?
And then she said something earlier where, oh, my girlies love that for me, that I'm getting all this attention. No, they don't. Y'all in competition. Do you not realize that? They don't want the best for you.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
And for what we have been through in 19 years, just 19 years is a long time. We have 2 kids. I have a 16-year-old, I have an 8-year-old. And, you know, all of these things, you know, so many people. I do have the devils over here, but then the angels over here like, girl, you know, give it some time. But for me, I'm not giving it time because what you did, how I found this out, the lies that led up to it, and then now just like thinking back on all the lies, I'm like, it would be completely unfair for me to stay. Mm-hmm. Only because I wouldn't be able to trust him for real.
You don't like this nigga anyway. You already said that. You ain't like this nigga the whole time, pretty much. You already admitted that. So this whole spiel about it wouldn't be fair and I can't trust him no more, you ain't like him when you could trust him. Stop the fucking cap. You calling Ashley so she can justify the fact that you already fucking somebody else.
He's absolutely right.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.